WHDD presents Susan Says.
Another few awful weeks. Nothing good. I'm so sorry. First, the Grammys. Nope. Couldn't watch. Sam Smith, who I used to love, became the actual devil and with his trans partner, quote unquote, performed some hideous red nightmare. That was hell. Yeah. And then, oh my God, Madonna, I feel badly, but hey, kiddo, easy on the filler, my dear. Yuck and ick. The only good part was the Motown tribute. Yay, Smokey. Yay, Stevie. Yay, the good old days. So I guess I'm now officially the old lady yelling, get off my lawn. The State of the Union speech, well, circus or smackdown or whatever that was, how rude can the Repugs get? Why doesn't Marjorie Taylor Greene just jump on the podium and strip? At least we wouldn't have to look at that ugly white fur thing she was sort of wearing in between yelling liar and God knows what else at the President of the United States. He, with good humor, engaged and triumphed, actually. I guess England's parliament does this yelling stuff, but really, is that what we've become now? Yes. Yes, it is. The so-called response from the Repugs used, quote-unquote, Governor Ha-Ha Huckabee Sanders, who spewed out ugly name-calling while talked about being a mommy of three kids. The bullying kind, I guess. Great, teach those kids to call other people crazy. Good stuff. She learned it while lying for the former fat orange guy. Yeah, I'm doing it now. I don't go high like Michelle wants us to. Speaking of Michelle, that's Obama. I'm reading her new book, The Light We Carry. It's fab. She's more vulnerable. She was sensitive to her critics. She has tons of great advice. She would make a great friend. Call me Michelle. She also said that Mary Tyler Moore was a role model to her. Aw, so.
Susan.
What?
I lost you right after you said the first Michelle wannabe. Can you pick it up from there again? Right where you said, I don't go high like Michelle. I lost you right around there.
Okay.
So you can, I'm going to do a little countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay.
I don't go high like Michelle wants us to. That's Michelle Obama. I'm reading her new book, The Light We Carry. It's fab. She's more vulnerable, sensitive to her critics. She has tons of great advice. She'd make a great friend. Michelle, call me. She also said that Mary Tyler Moore was a role model. Ah, so call me. Really? I watched two documentaries about two gals I never really respected much, but now I have changed my mind. J-Lo and Pam Anderson. Yep. Both very successful, smarter than I thought, very ambitious, sexy women who know what they want and they know how to get it. Now to the earthquake in Syria and Turkey, so awful. Every time I see these beautiful little children, some of whom were saved, thank God, I'm glad to see the world is responding to help. But how about back home? Too many shootings, high schools, grade schools, get rid of the guns, Congress. What's so damn hard to understand about that? Finally, another great documentary, Aretha Franklin, Early Days, Amazing Grace, what a voice, what an inspiration. For a terrible time, music-wise, you can listen and enjoy.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.